We've got Robert Price on the line, Raymond.
Yeah, Robert, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Robert. And gee, it was tough yesterday because Shino's definitely headed Noble Joey, probably 150 metres out.
Well, that's always been his trait, guys. He's real tough when he's right. And like I say, last prep, we just couldn't get him right. This prep, everything's just fallen into place and it's just been a troubleless preparation and everything's just been great. But that's his greatest attribute is his ability to fight.
Yeah, and you might have even answered the question I was going to ask there. I was talking about just looking at the run. He always seemed to be under pressure for whatever reason, whether it's, he jumped pretty well and then at different stages, as we said, headed in the straight. But how were you feeling during the course of the run, Robert? Were you ever fully confident? You might have been given, the preparation that he's done.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I was confident because it was close at the finish, but I knew he'd be tough at the end because I'd ridden his fast work coming into the run. He's not a fancy track worker. The owners are quite often at me about how's he going to go today. But yep. I was pretty confident yesterday because his work's been sound. Mm. And enjoying his work. I know it sounds a cliche, but he you can feel him underneath you enjoying his work. Yeah. You know, he's happy when he comes back to scale after you've given him a gallop. And just a big difference when they're happy and they're enjoying what they're doing.
Mm. Robert, I'm interested, this horse did start off his career and a blaze of glory, so to speak, looked highly promising. Then is it fair to say he lost his way a little? How do you get a horse's confidence back? How do you get him back winning again?
Well, extremely difficult. And when I put him in the paddock, this prep, to be honest with you, I didn't think we would. I thought it was a 50-50 thing. You just don't see that very often. Horses come back when they lose all form and their form tapers off. But the one thing you've got to remember is they never lose ability. Yeah. They only lose form. So we were fortunate enough to come back this prep with a less rating point, so we're able to compete in a benchmark 80s, which, we can be competitive in. We just sort of got ourselves up in the rating points. We're carrying big weights, and everyone knows he races right on the speed, so it's a tough way to win a race. And I think it just gutted him a couple of times early in the start of that last prep when we're carrying big weights, getting taken on by nice horses, like Tango Rain, which is a racing against Deploy and horses like that. They're all good, tough, just off the verge of black type horses. So I think it was a combination of good spell and just keeping him happy this time in. Sort of know what he wants. He's a bit different to most horses. I've got all these beautiful grass paddocks here, but he's happy in his box.
Yeah, right. And the weight change was significant too. One up for She Knows and one down for you guys.
Oh, goodness, girl. The turnaround there too also was fitness going forward too.
Right.
Took a lot out of that first run.
Robert, I'm sure Jimmy doesn't know, and a lot of our listeners might not know. Not only do you train a very good team down Nowra Way, you also ride a lot of your horses in work, and you look after the Nowra track. Is that correct?
Oh, well, I don't look after the Nowra track. I do rate it for the club.
Yep.
So race days, I've done that quite a number of years. Race days, Lynn Locke, she'll call me, or the stewards, Mr. Wells will call me, and we go down and rate the track. It's hard with country tracks, especially when they're not getting a lot of horses on them, to get a finger on the pulse as far as ratings concerned for the punters. So I put my hand up to do that years ago, and I know it's a good thing, but I've still got the job.
Well, how's the Nowra track looking like for today, Rob?
Oh, look, it was in patches. We've left it a heavy, nine. I think we'll leave it to the stewards to make their decision on whether they upgrade that. But we've had westerly winds in the last 48 hours, and it's just put a crust on top. But I think when they race and they take that crust off, it's going to be a similar track.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What about the horses you have running today? Race 3, Mohican. Race 5, a couple of runners there. Runner in race 6 and race 7. What's your best hope?
Yeah, look, I think Mohican's our best, but he's a funny sort of a horse. He's an authorised, he can run through the bridle. Kathy's the key to him. Wherever he lands, he doesn't need to be forced there. He just needs to fall out of the gates. If he leads, he leads. If he's back, he's back. And you just got to not put any pressure on him. Don't get him racing when he shouldn't be racing, but he's our best.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the big test, Robert. Ray Thomas, are you tipping Mohican today?
I don't mind Mohican. I also like Colonel Panago. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. They both should run well today.
Is that right?
You're right. He's taken a bit of schooling, the Colonel, but we've nearly got him right.
And Street Prince might be the best horse you've got racing today at Nowra, but probably needs to run first up, Rob?
Look, I think he goes good fresh. I hope he doesn't die a maiden, that horse. But, he's got plenty of ability, but he's got a few... what's the word? Conviction's the word I'm looking for.
That's what Jimmy says about me every day too, Rob. So I know where you're coming from.
Ray, you're a late bloomer.
Apparently
Robert,
so.
I tell
yeah.
you what, the emails and the SMS are flooding in on that. And you know what?
Never
I can't
true
disagree
word
with
spoken,
them,
no. Hey, Rob, look, terrific win yesterday by Noble Joe. I know it's a race day today, so you've got plenty on. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us on a Sunday morning, and congratulations again, Rob.
Yeah, thank you very much. No worries. All the best, boys.
Thanks,
there he is, Robert Price.